This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I have a friend who teaches acting, and part of his process is to put his students on camera and then show them their performances, monologues, that sort of thing, and that helps, or is supposed to help, their on-camera work. And he did this once for a male student a few years ago who was performing a monologue from a David Mamet play, one of those tough guy parts, and when they reviewed the tape together, he asked the student, "So, what do you see?" And the student sighed and said, "Honestly, when I look at myself, all I see is the gay." Now, movies about teachers follow a familiar pattern. There's usually a misunderstood student struggling with something, a collection of evil students and administrators, and one thoughtful, encouraging, life-changing teacher who helps the student see and do and feel whatever it is that that student is supposed to see and do and feel in the third act. In other words, movies about teachers are really movies about students, which is probably one of the reasons it's such a hard thing to be a teacher. You're never the star of the movie. You're the plot device getting the star to the next big scene. But in each of those teacher movies, it's taken as a given and sort of necessary for the story to work that the student or students in question really do have exceptional talent somehow, that they've got some unique ability that's buried in fear or social invisibility or something like that. And all students, everyone has magic inside them is the message of these movies. It just takes a certain special kind of teacher to inspire it to come out. Again, it's the student who is the star, the student who has the magic. The teacher is just there to kick them where they need to be kicked and say, "Now get out of here and change the world," or something. That's terrible dialogue, I know, but you know what I mean. But in real life, if we're really being honest, every student and every person is not some undiscovered creative maestro. In the movies, the young poet is always piercing and aflame with talent, and the young dancer is a closet prodigy, and the science kid is an Einstein, and the actor is an Olivier. But that's the movies. In real life, well, let me not generalize. Let me get specific. In my real life, in my experience doing plays in high school and a few in college, well, we weren't very good, some of us, sure, but it wasn't like there was some hidden cauldron of genius burning deep inside us. Just go to a high school production of any play that includes a character older than 40 and watch the kids hobble around with a fake reedy voice and clouds of cornstarch billowing from their heads, and you'll know exactly what I mean, which means that teaching drama, and probably teaching anything, means you have to see past all of the terrible poetry, the bad acting, and the general incompetence of your students and see what might be there. To be really good at the job, I think, you have to see talents that maybe aren't there. And that brings me to Tim Hillman, who was a teacher of mine when I was in high school. He saw in us and in me things that probably weren't there. I mean, my performance as Polonius in our production of Hamlet. I mean, imagine that. Hamlet in high school was about one-third Thurston Howell and two-thirds the guy from the old Pepperidge Farm commercial. But Tim, and of course we called him Tim because, well, theater teacher, well, he was a powerhouse of encouragement and enthusiasm, and he had a big, loud, booming voice. And sometimes that's all you really need in a teacher, even if you're not a very good Polonius. Maybe especially if you're not a very good Polonius. Tim Hillman died last week, and I wish I had thanked him for being so positive about my terrible Polonius, but he probably would have looked at me, baffled, and told me that I'm remembering it wrong, that I was awesome. But he's the one who would have been remembering it wrong, which is one of the many reasons why he was a great teacher and why I remember him now exactly as he was. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.